Welcome back. It's Quality Content with Kusman. Happy New Year to all my listeners. We have something new for you this season. In the house with me, I have Nimi Billions. I have Gingerbread. I have Shaka. Yeah, this is what I'm sure you guys know them as. So I'll let them introduce themselves to you. So I'd like Nimi Billions to go first, of course. Women first. Yeah.
Hi guys, Nimi here. My friend called me Nimi Billions, and it's nice to be on Quality Content.
Hello guys, my name is Gingerbread, and yeah, I am super excited to be here, and amazing people here to have conversations with right here. Yeah.
Hello guys, this is Shaka Babu, and I'm on Quality Content.
No time. Sure. Okay, so today, we're going straight to the point. We're going to do like... Mountain Rushmore of Afrobeats, but this time for the women in Afrobeats. Yeah, it's like we don't talk about them enough, so we need to know what that's all about. So you guys, and you're going to have your time, you're going to make your points for your artists. The Mount Rushmore has four heads, so four female artists from each of you. So we'd like to hear your arguments, and we'd like to see what you have. So we're going to go with Gingerbread first, right? Okay, Gingerbread, let's have it.
All right, guys. Basically, I think my list for Mount Rushmore for females in the music business in our clime, obviously Tiwa Savage goes up there first off. I think everybody kind of knows that Tiwa has been there from like day zero. So she started her career, I think, from the Idols in the UK or something, but she didn't make it out. And then when she came back to Nigeria and gave us Kele Kele, it was a major thing, major banger, changed the game, changed everything, changed the landscape, you know, shook the spines. And, you know, for the first time, we've not had a female that has this whole pop vibe that had, she's the mother. Basically, she started out the whole sultry vibe. She gave us, I'm back again. And that's it, Andrew. If you remember the song, mm-hmm. If you're listening to me and you know that song, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You've seen that video. In fact, it got banned because it was so sultry and racy. They couldn't play it on Nigerian television. I mean, Tiwa Savage has gone on to become, you know, the biggest superstar, challenging the boys, giving the boys back-to-back challenges. And when I mean the boys, I mean the Wiz, the David, the Burners of this world that have come through the Afrobeat scene. Tiwa is always there. When she jumps on a remix, she gives it a new taste. She gives it a new vibe. Her verses are always, you know, on point. She's always on point. And I think her fashion game, her fashion sense, is insane. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can call anybody, any female, and not mention Tiwa when it comes to like fashion sense. So Tiwa gives you everything you want. Vocalist, she's really good. She can give you anything you want. And I think what people don't know about Tiwa is that Tiwa can actually give you the R&B flavor that you want to really get. She can actually sing. A lot of people don't know that about Tiwa. So I think Tiwa goes up there, number one. Can I go to my number two?
Yeah.
So my number two is Yemi Alade. And why I take Yemi Alade is that Yemi has been one of the most consistent women in the game. Like, she's very, very consistent.
She's
no matter how the industry does not really, you know, how they constantly say, oh, you make this Bangalore type of music, you make this, da, 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 da. And I'm like, no, she's making African music. She's not a sellout. She's making the proper African music. And she has built a major audience in the French part, like the whole French palais, the French countries, the Francophone. She sells out in France, sells out in Europe. Anytime she goes to Amsterdam, anytime she goes out to Belgium, she's selling out. I mean, she sold out one of the biggest venues in France for a female act, 12K, if I'm not mistaken. And there's no way you would mention like the females in the industry and Yemi Alade is not going to come up. She has won awards, numerous as well. She had won the Mama. She has won, you know, tons of headies as well. She has headies as well to her name. So I think Yemi goes up there as well. So Asha comes third in my list. And why Asha is basically everybody knows.
Oh my God.
Asha is basically the epitome for any musician. I mean, she makes music for the soul. She makes music that cuts through. Her lyricism is at the apex. Her first album is basically the classic. I don't think any female has major classic. Asha has a classic, and everybody knows
debatable,
that.
Debatable, but okay.
What do you mean by debatable?
In your sense.
Wait, is there another female with a classic?
Simi Sola.
No, there are, though, but Simi Sola, debatable. That's your own thing. So allow.
I don't think anybody has the pen game that Asha has. I don't think anybody has the lyrical wit, the bandwidth, the way she delivers a song, songwriting wise, and her talent. And let me not go deep into Asha's talent. Asha is a musical person. She plays different set of instruments. She can play the guitar. She can play the piano. She can drum. Like, she has this exceptional musical talent that Asha has. And vocal-wise, you can't even argue it. Asha is very sultry. And she tried to, you know, tap into the Afrobeat scene. And she delivered as well. If you listen to the IDG song, Wizkid, you know Asha is not playing. She's a lot of bag, you know? So, and she had made records.
I was
records,
so when he took that song down.
And I don't know, you cannot mention a female artist in our industry and Asha doesn't come up. So the last person on my list, I know everybody's going to be like, oh, why is that girl making the list? But I want to put out there, her name is Terms. Temilade Openi. And I could argue why she's up there. She doesn't have a debut album yet. Yes, I agree. But she has two EPs. And those EPs has gone on to be some of the biggest, if not the biggest, projects by any female act in Nigeria. I don't think anybody has the tons of stream or whatever that her projects have. That's one. Two, the awards that she has won in a space of just 2 to 3 years of coming into the industry. Okay. She's a disruptor. She has done nothing that a lot of females have been dreaming 10 years in the game and they haven't gotten to. Do you know what it means to get nominated in the Golden Globes, get nominated at the Oscars, go to the Grammys and win the Grammy, go to the BET and snatch 2 awards in a night is unheard of. I don't think anybody, any female, has been able to pull that off. And for you to be 28 and only have just 2 EP and you've been sampled at your age is incredible. I don't think anybody has had that as in their career in the Nigerian space. And she has gotten people to sample her music. And not just sample the music, but the music has gone on to be Billboard Top 100 #1 as one. 2, the song has also won her a Grammy. So it is incredible. I don't think you're going to talk about females in the music industry, Mount Rushmore, and you don't sneak in Terms in that top 4. I think I can make a solid argument for Terms. I don't know what you guys have off your sleeves, but that's my top 4.
You have a minute and 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, but basically, I think I've been able to convince everybody to say that, man, my list is the most solid one, you know, out there. I've got everybody in there, the old, the classic, the new gen. People are taking it. Yeah, that's it.
I mean, it's undeniable.
I'm not confuse you.
You know, with this few points of mine, I've been able to confuse
I'm
you.
I'm not
point,
confused.
With the few point of
yeah.
yours.
Of yours.
Yeah. Terms is a US artist.
No, it's mine.
That's yeah. undeniable, though. It's so, I don't know.
You put her in US Mount Rushmore, not Nigeria.
With
the few point of yours.
With
the few point of yours.
I like that.
She's
like
going to
that.
Go to the US.
I want to hear what you have to say about it.
The US, not Nigeria.
Yeah, I want to hear. I
Okay, looks like we're going to have Nimi Billions next.
Anyway, for my own Mount Rushmore, I beg to differ. You guys can argue this that Tochukwu is not Afrobeat, but she's doing Christian music in Nigeria. She's doing Christian music in Nigeria.
Tochukwu is crazy.
I think she's a trailblazer. So Tochukwu Alabi 100. If you play any Tochukwu Alabi song before 2013, 2015, you know she was just up there. You can play a song and you give your life to Christ 20 times. If you play a song 20 times, you give your life to Christ 20 times. You're not touching her. Like, all of the new guys coming here and singing, no shade anyway. You guys were all worshiping the same God. But you guys are new from Tochukwu Alabi. Like, you guys, she literally started it. Like, sorry, not sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, Tochukwu Alabi. Second on my list, everybody's mother, your mommy, my mommy. Check it everywhere. Tiwa Savage, our mommy. She is your mother because you mentioned her as the first on your list. So Tiwa Savage, everybody's mommy. Yeah. R&B, Afrobeat, sensual, all of that. She's just up there. There's nothing you can say. Like, it is undeniable. She's up there. Like, take it anywhere. For free, Tiwa Savage. She's in her 40s now. She's still killing the game.
Definitely.
You guys should catch up. At least, all of you that like, are 17, 20. No shade to anybody, but catch up. Like, come on. How just can your mommy be doing better than you? Like, just catch up. Another person on my list is Ara Star.
Gen Z baddie.
Gen Z baddie, thank okay. you. She's just the Ara one Star. For this generation. I just love her music and the power. Like, you just feel powerful when you listen to Ara Star. I know somebody who come and say Shinji Kajawa and some something butcher lyrics. Fuck you guys, I don't care. But I feel really powerful when I listen to Ara Star. I feel sexy. I feel like, yeah, I can come into myself, be who I am when I listen to Ara Star. And I feel other people feel this way when they listen to her. And her sound is fresh. I just like her.
Okay.
So, my only story is personal bias. So, anything you guys want to say, I don't care. This is my own top four, and it deserves to be on Mount Rushmore. Niniola. Before I'm a piano, there was Niniola Afro House. Like, people keep forgetting this. Niniola was a powerhouse. And, like, from her songs, lyrics to performances, I go to her concerts all the time and I leave there. Wow. And I'm like, who is this woman? Niniola is, she'll forever be a star in my own books. Niniola 100. Every day, today, tomorrow, next tomorrow. Niniola. You guys cannot reach. Like, she's in her own niche, in her own lane, just thriving, doing her own thing. I don't care what facts you want to table. Niniola is her. Like, she's whoever she says she is.
But wait, has Niniola been able to sell out a major concert?
Nobody cares. Nobody asked. Nobody asks. Nobody cares. I'm talking about my own top four on Mount Rushmore. So that is who I want to put there.
You enter Mount Rushmore without selling concerts.
Man, but Niniola has hits, though. She has hits. Like, you can't deny that. She has hits.
She has it for this.
Who's the last one?
Something that Thames doesn't have, right?
Yeah. You can go to a party. People, they'll play Nini more than Thames.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can spin Nini, at least you can spin Nini in the Ninja party for like 20 minutes straight.
That's why I said that you should put Thames in US.
When it gets your turn, I want to hear it.
You guys, sorry, I'm forgetting my last person.
I think you're done.
She's not done. She mentioned three, but there's a particular name I've not heard from any of you that is killing me right now.
No, it's not Fave. Who was my last person?
King Maddie.
Maddie Una.
Bloody civilian.
I didn't say his
name. Oh, my love.
It was Tiwa. Can you check, please? Sorry. Tiwa Tope, Ari, and is that all?
Yeah, no, that's okay. All.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's four.
So, with these few points of mine, I hope, even if I do not convince you, that's your business. Because these people, they deserve a spot there. So, like, whatever I said, yeah, take it to the bank and check. Okay. Yeah, now.
Yeah, so for me, my top four, number one, I'll be going with Yemi Alade. Yemi Alade, yeah. For an Afrobeat artist, female, she has one of, like, the best one in 2016. Mm. Mama Award, Eddie's, AUSA.
Sorry, but you mentioned Pangolo music the other time. Let's not forget, but continue.
Yeah, obviously. People say she sings Pangolo music. People say that, but then that's not what it is.
If you guys insist.
She sings proper African music. Yeah. Proper African music. And then, yeah, she has sold out, like, the biggest female at a concert, 12k capacity in France. Yeah. She sold out the biggest Afrobeat concert for a female in France. So, like, nobody's touched her. I go from 2016 to 2018 alone. I don't show any Afrobeat artist female as that type of one. You can say Thames, but then that's in the US.
Not in Nigeria.
Not here. All those Billboard, all of that. Top that's not word. Here. Mm-hmm. That's not here. So, Yemi Alade for me. She's in the top four, sure. Then my number two is Tiwa Savage. I love her.
When I said everybody's mommy, what are we saying here?
Like, there's no female Afrobeat without Tiwa.
Oh,
there's no female Afrobeat without Tiwa.
Definitely.
She's definitely going in top four from Kele Kele Love. And then, in an industry like saturated by male artists, mostly she has been struggling. She's there.
Yeah,
she's always out. There.
Mm-hmm.
Year in, year out. Mm-hmm. Made music with street artists, Reminis, and all of that. Coding Diet.
She's still relevant till today.
Recently, she still made music with Simi.
Yeah.
She made music with Simi, a fellow female artist. So she's always there. You find her there. It's that concert. And her stage performance is also crazy. Like, her dress sense.
If Tiwa
enters a room, you know that Tiwa is there. Like, you know Tiwa is there. So that alone, I give it to Tiwa.
No, I have Tiwa enter room, Whiskey enter room. You know, say celeb pass celeb.
But then Tiwa is not small. Mama 40. She's Mama 40 and like
literally in her 40s and
yeah,
killing.
She's not 40s
yeah.
and she's still bodying all these young girls and all of that.
So what do you think about the Tiwa and Simi collaboration? Did it live up to expectations?
Nah, it doesn't.
What were you expecting though?
More.
I mean, actually, more as in now.
More.
I mean, no, men deliver like, more all the time. Nobody's media. Expecting more. So,
you're like saying, like, you didn't live up to expectations.
The collaboration
what were you expecting?
More interactions.
Like, men
before it
are crazy.
We're expecting
before it
fire.
Dropped, like, people were talking about it. Then, when we're it actually dropped, nobody was even saying anything.
So, I think that most people didn't like the, like, Simi's, obviously, Simi's voice. Because of how it is, and sometimes some people say that
please sharing your ears.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done. Wait, before you
don't
call your Simi,
but
I feel, I feel like it is. I feel like Tiwa's having bodied on the song though, because Tiwa has the better verse, and I feel like if Tiwa had taken the chorus or something, would have delivered it better.
So, like,
my own opinion is, I feel like it would have been better if it was Tiwa featuring Simi, because we'd have had a banger. Tiwa would now monopolize the whole thing, but we had to go back to the Simi.
So, are you trying to say Simi is just a feature? Like, she does
no, I'm not saying like
features.
Tiwa had to bend to Simi style on that track.
Obviously, because it's a Simi track featuring Tiwa.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it would have been better if it was Tiwa that owned the track, though.
But Tiwa still rode on the track.
No, Simi did better.
No, Simi.
I mean, I haven't listened to
it. Simi didn't see the both shine. It didn't live up to expectation. That was just it.
Yeah.
And
compared to where the men collaborate.
A recent songs. Before
where the men collaborate, industry they shit.
Yes,
hey,
no.
Yeah.
If you insist.
We're not all collaboration.
If you like some men don't even meet all the time. Why can't women do that?
You can't see top male to
top. I would say live up to expectation.
What
expectation?
Or maybe B-list artist men collaborating and at least it won't do something. This song has still has less than like 1 million. Spotify streams.
You guys
like
should rest,
so, yeah.
Let's celebrate then, women mediocrity.
Thank you. Tiwa for me, obviously getting in the top four. Her remixes are crazy. Like she has a crazy remix. This thing, Would You with Kiss Daniel? I think that was like 2012 or so, 2013. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tiwa has that.
I mean,
that,
can be
all year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Can
you
be here all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
with Spyro recently, she did that thing and the song was everywhere that
she's
last year.
Incredible.
So she's just there. Hmm? She's just there.
I don't think there's anyone
so
you put Tiwa on
so
the song
me,
with and
third,
she doesn't kill it.
Third person will be Simi. Yeah, Simi for me.
Simi, why are you
like?
Sorry,
you don't
there's
think
something about Simi's sound that begs for innovation. I'm so sorry.
That begs
like,
for
innovation. It just sounds so mono.
For me,
okay,
vocally,
like, you're doing the same thing since the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the same. I don't know. Just
for me, vocally, I think Simi is the most powerful Afrobeat artist.
If you insist.
For me, vocally, yes, yeah, I love her voice. And she has like her features are also good. Even
know.
Before she did it before Bates.
I love Simi.
She went.
It's just the sound
yes,
is just the same.
Nah.
It's just the
yes.
Nah.
Vocally. Yeah, she's better. She's better. You can call anybody.
No.
She's obviously better.
No, I disagree.
She's obviously better. And
I disagree.
Aside like Tiwa, she has like the best feature run, especially with male artists. Fouse.
Okay.
She
that was a thing. Yeah, the one
Gold.
With Fouse.
She was like a joint EP with Fouse. So that
she
was.
So
she has featured with many new artists and like she has killed it. So Simi's obviously there. You can't even deny that. You can't deny that. Then she went on hiatus, came back again, and like she's still delivering. So Simi, top four for me. Then yeah, Nini too. Personally, I love Nini. Like it. Nini has it for this. This one is a personal bias.
Of course. Of course.
Nini, yeah, it's a personal bias and I'm not taking her off. Yeah.
Okay.
So Nini, she has it for this. She came with her Afro House. She called it Afro House sound. She has did that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Steady. Like, back to back, she was giving it. I think
you're forgetting. Nini
I think,
is a
she's a powerhouse. Like,
powerhouse
yeah, we know.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Vocally, she's really good.
Really good.
She's very good.
Yeah. And I think
on
this list, like, she has the most bangers. Club bangers. Like, if we are going with club bangers alone, like,
okay, club bangers.
No female artist come close to
I was
Nini.
About
no.
To
fight.
No female
no.
artist come close to Nini.
More than Tiwa.
She has more.
No.
Club bangers.
It's very debatable. Club bangers.
Club bangers.
How many of Tiwa Savage's songs can you play in the club?
Don't worry. plenty.
Club Bangers.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, nah, I love Tiwa, but then Club Bangers personally.
That song, This Is Not Why We're Here. Like, when I hear it in club, I'm like, oh my God. I cringe so song. Bad and I love Tiwa so much. I cringe. Out.
But then I had the song in club and I love the song.
Mm,
yes, to be honest. I had the song in club and I love the song. So yeah. But for me, Nini has the most club bangers for any female Afrobeat artist.
I agree, 100.
Yeah, so
how
my
many
top.
Are
those are my top four. Oh!
Okay, well, there's a name that everyone missed. It's Pay Me Gone.
What's
the name?
No, there's no way Tenny does not come out on your list. Tenny has the most hits among all these women.
Tenny Makanaki.
Makanaki.
Yeah, oh, obviously. But then.
What's it mean?
No way.
She's slightly outside the top four. Slightly outside.
Maybe if we did top five, she went
out. You feel Niniola has more stake than Tenny.
100. I think so.
Personal bias, but yeah, I think so. Yes.
Wake me up in my sleep at 2 a.m.
Niniola.
Tenny.
Yes.
Okay, so just round up a bit. Who is one person that didn't make your list that you'd have loved to make your list? Starting from you, Gingerbread, then Nini, then Shaka.
Okay, so the person that would have made my list that didn't make my list was Omar Omi. And yeah, like I wouldn't have to be on my list, but I couldn't, because of certain things, I couldn't just put it on my list. But anyways, Omar Omi would have made my list. She has what they call the proper Nigerian songs, hits, everything for us. Like she has delivered, she had songs with that Green, that Deliver, that shook Nigeria. Thank God was a hit. She has her own songs from Bottom Belle with Flavor, with everything. Like, there's no way, like, you go to a concert and Omar Omi is performing and you won't feel it. Like,
what concert is Omar Omi performing?
I don't know about the era you grew up in.
Well, I'm Gen Z, so what concert is she performing at, though? I mean, shout out to her, but what concert is she performing? I've never seen her outside, though. If you, I know Bottom Belle, please.
Comes out and says, Omar Omi, trust me,
for
it's insane.
Before Omar Omi makes your supplementary list, are not turning.
Europa League.
They are not turning.
That's crazy.
After the top four.
Okay.
Omar Omi for me.
Nimi.
For me, it'll be Cynthia Morgan. But she's not here because, I mean, she's not relevant today, but nobody did music like Cynthia Morgan. Nobody. Like, and no, even till now, we don't have anybody like her. It was so... I wanna be with you from the start. She's just R&B, reggae.
I don't, because she's unique. Because
she is unique. There's nobody
portable
like her.
Portable style is unique. Also.
Is not portable.
But you can't. Yes, no. Are you putting up?
Portable is a better writer.
Obviously,
no. Why are you? Portable is a better writer.
You guys should be for real.
Is a better writer than Cynthia Morgan.
Is he psycho?
Writer than Cynthia Morgan.
Abemun has stopped this now.
Portable is a better writer than Cynthia Morgan. I bet a guy rest.
Instead of delivering it, might be funny.
I beg stop him.
But then,
yeah, I agree, but not better writer than Cynthia Morgan.
Don't do that.
Anyway, but yeah, Cynthia Morgan would have made my list.
Shaka, what about you?
Yeah, for me, it would be Thames. Honestly.
Oh, God.
For me.
Oh, God. But Thames on your list now.
Nah, she was not. She's not on my list.
Okay, only one person.
Cynthia Morgan's looks.
Do I? Madrina. Oh, yeah, no.
So, no bloody civilian.
Nah,
four years.
Oh, Fave, I love Fave, but then she's not.
I love Bloody. I love Bloody.
But Bloody Sevilla, nah.
I'm one of her biggest fans, but I won't put her on this list. There's no.
She's not early. Like it's still
she's
too early for
yeah.
Bloody.
Yeah,
but I know that Bloody is going to be
there. Even she
would
say it. Mm-hmm. Bloody is insane. In fact, she had more male fans. We love that before any female.
I'll even put Fave before her.
Fave 100. By far.
Yes, why are you looking at
like
me?
By
yes,
far.
Man.
Like, by
Fave.
Far.
Okay,
she
came out first, yeah.
No,
it's not that she came out first. It's just she
dropped. Anything. Like, what do you want to use? What's the metric?
Talent-wise, Bloody over her.
Talent-wise.
No.
Do you know Bloody?
Never.
Also.
Do you know Bloody?
Also.
So, that's it. Technically,
come back. That's it. It and takes so, you, it sets you apart.
Nah, you can't right. put that. Davido produces.
And she can write.
Bloody
can write.
No, no. On DB, it is David.
Oh my God. Oh. I love Davido, but don't kill me. Guy, please. Guy, please.
No, but for real, yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Favorite head of all.
Yeah, 100. I agree. No,
bloody.
Bloody who? Bloody who?
Bloody civilian.
But yeah.
Okay, so I'm like going to like ask people backstage what they think, like who made this best case for this podcast. So me, my own opinion. Ginger is Thames.
Tiwa. Mm-hmm. Thames, Tiwa, Yemi, Asha.
Wow, that was crazy.
And Omalumi on the end.
Yeah, that's addition.
Supplementary list.
All of Nimi.
Nimi is Arista, Tiwa Savage, Tope Alabi, and Niniola.
Shaka.
Tiwa, Yemi, Nimi, and...
Are you forgetting your Mount Rushmore person?
Simi. Yes.
Oh, Simi, okay.
Yeah, I know all the stuff, but you don't know.
Ah. I feel like I'm going to go with Ginger has the strongest case here. Yeah, Ginger has the strongest case here. What do you think, Jesse?
I think I'm going to go with Nimi because she said Niniola and Tokwe Alabi.
God bless you.
Even though I don't really listen to Tokwe Alabi. But like, wait.
Are you kidding me?
Hold on. Are you kidding me? Influence. Right? Like, even though I'm not in that space. But
Jesse,
like,
I said Nimi.
So many people are there. So I think she deserves it. So Nimi for me. Also.
Okay, so Wana, what do you think?
I go with Nimi because...
So, women support women.
Women support women.
Yes,
no, 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 you're not doing this.
No,
you're not doing this. You're not doing this.
We just came out of Women's Month. Max, please, let's keep supporting women.
I said podcast.
Okay, now, so Stephanie, what
do you think? Listening to Talk About Me, but you support me.
Because I made a case.
My own is the final. My own answer is the final. I will go for Nimi, reason being that she's the only person that actually mentioned Tope Alabi. Everybody was going for the common name.
God bless you.
Is Tope Alabi a Christian?
Wait. Christian or those people? She's Afrobeat.
Wait, Stephanie mentioned two Tope Alabi tracks.
Yes, yes, and
Nimi. Mima Lolo.
But Ginger made a good point, but I would always stick with my woman because I mean, like, a woman should win the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
Debates.
God bless you.
I'm
what you're saying that she does not have a point.
No, Stephanie, you actually have to back me up. You can't say just women. I beg.
She has a point.
No, that's what I'm saying now. She does not have a point.
Okay, thank you guys for coming on quality content and discussing.
She doesn't have a point.
Oh, I want to know what our producer thinks about the
David.
Yeah, what do you think?
Just say one name.
He's shaking.
David is trying to play safe before you guys come for him.
Okay, thank you, Shaka. Thank you, Nimi. Thank you, Ginger. It was great to have you.
Yeah.
You're great. Go with what? Go with Nimi.
You guys, thank you guys. Shout out to you guys. Boy, I made a kiss. Keep supporting women. Women will take over.
But what about something? Can you name Tupac Alabi album?
Yes, I can.
Albums.
Yes, now.
I can't name the album, but I know the songs and the lyrics. I don't even know Tiwa Savage's album. It's just who I am.
Pray for me.
It's a question of who I am, not who she is. Don't you get it?
Okay, so guys, you have to round up now. Thank you guys for coming on my podcast.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having me. I think this is amazing. I actually enjoyed it.
Please share the link with your friends. Yeah.
I'll try.